While stories of the inner workings of the Bush administration continue to stir debate in the U.S., those in Iraq are digesting rumors about their new leader, Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. In one story, Alawi is said to have shot handcuffed suspects in a Baghdad jail, declaring they deserve to die. In another, he catches three would-be carjackers confronting a frail and fearful driver. Alawi jumps from his car and shoots the men dead in the street, saving the elderly target. Other stories have him killing criminals in the holy city of Najaf, where ongoing violence has disrupted the lives of many who want peace and security. The Sydney Morning Herald in Australia has reported what it says are the accounts of eyewitnesses to at least one of these chilling acts. Journalists in Iraq and the United States have taken a more distant stand on this story. Alyssa Rubin joins us now by phone from the Baghdad Bureau of the Los Angeles Times. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
When did these stories start to circulate?
Well, it's hard to know exactly, but we began hearing them here about 3 weeks ago, right around the handover of power from the Americans to the Iraqis.
And how widespread are they?
Well, it's difficult for me to say how widespread they are outside of Baghdad because I haven't talked to people there. But when I went out to just talk to people to see what they had heard, I found that almost everyone I spoke to, not everyone, but the vast majority of people had heard some version of this story of the Prime Minister killing people mostly to defend them from terrorists and criminals, killing the terrorists and criminals, in other words.
And how are people reacting to these stories?
Well, there are very varied reactions, and it depends a lot, I think, on what people feel they need in a leader now that they are sort of having their first Iraqi leader since the American invasion. There are some people, what I found was sort of three groups of people, and one of them are people who believe it and basically approve of it. It makes them feel safe. It makes them feel like someone's actually defending them and maybe deterring criminals. Then there are people who are really appalled by it and feel like it would be a terrible step backwards. It can't be true, because if it were true, it would just be awful, and it would pull Iraq back into the sort of times and practices that were common under Saddam Hussein. And then there's a third group, which I think there were more people in this group than any other, which are people who say, I don't think it's true, but I wish it were true. We need someone strong who will deter the criminals and really make this country secure again.
We're speaking
There really is a wide range of reactions.
We're speaking with Alyssa Rubin, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And again, we don't know the truth of these stories yet. There's enough for Robin Cook, the former British foreign minister, to ask for an international investigation of some of these stories. What do we know about the veracity?
I think we don't know very much at this point. There was, as you noted in your introduction, a story in the Australian papers that was very complete, and where the reporter interviewed eyewitnesses. I don't think so far, which isn't to say that it couldn't happen tomorrow, anyone else has been able to replicate that reporting, and it has been denied by everyone close to the Prime Minister, by the Prime Minister himself. The American government has brushed it aside. But, you know, there is no way to say 100% that it's not true.
And this is
that some version is not true, or that there isn't some seed that's true. That's very difficult to say.
And this is the Australian press report is the version of the story that has him shooting handcuffed prisoners in a Baghdad jail.
Right. That's correct.
Why do you think they're going around?
Well, I do think there is a really deep longing for security here, and people are very, very disturbed that all kinds of things that they used to do without thinking about it, going out at night, going out with their families, driving anywhere they wanted, are things they really can't do anymore without feeling some degree of risk. There's a lot of carjacking. There's a lot of kidnapping. There's a lot of just plain theft, and people, not to mention the effect of the suicide bombings and or just regular bombings that we see here in Iraq, and those leave people with a tremendous sense of insecurity and uncertainty. And there's a longing for clear lines and someone who will take the people doing these acts to task and put them in prison and make sure that they can't get out and do it again. And I think there's a really strong demand for that. And even if Prime Minister Alawi isn't actually doing that, there's a sort of wish that somehow somebody that strong would come along and do it and somehow not be a dictator, just be someone who could bring order back to the society.
And we just have about 30 seconds or so left, but you point out in your article that though there's a lot of coverage of Prime Minister Alawi showing up at the site of terrorist events and denouncing the attackers as cowards and vowing to annihilate the terrorists, less coverage of his openings to dissidents and his offer to bring people back into the process.
Well, he hasn't actually done that yet, and so I think that there has been quite a bit of coverage of the proposed amnesty. But I think what people have not yet figured out is how to reconcile the different sides. I think he is trying to bring people back in. He's not going to take everybody and put them in prison, even if he were that kind of person. He wants to try to make the political situation work. But he also is very strong on security, and it has been perhaps his most, in fact, without doubt, his strongest theme, and he keeps bringing it up over and over again, and he has spoken rather little about democracy or elections or the kinds of civil society building that one might imagine a prime minister would talk about.
Thanks for clarifying that. Alyssa Rubin, we appreciate your time. She's a Baghdad bureau chief for the new Los Angeles Times and spoke with us from her office in Baghdad. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.